Right, so hello and welcome to our removal podcast in the Conveyancing Connection series of PCS Pods. I'm Kate Forsdyke and I'm a director of PCS Legal. As part of the home buying and selling process that often gets overlooked is perhaps how you actually get your belongings from A to B. It's the final act in which often feels like a long journey. So I would like to introduce today James Tutton of Chelmsford Removals, who is here to shed some light on the removal process. So thanks, James, for coming today.
Hello, yes, you're welcome.
So James, I'm going to ask you some questions about the removal process and what your involvement is for our listeners, really. Mm-hmm. So firstly, can you tell us a bit about your background in removals and the storage industry?
Yes, sure. So the short answer is, or short-ish, is my parents had a removal company for years, and I used to serve in the army. When I was be on leave for the army, I would come home, and if I was bored, if they were busy, I'd help out do removals and drive their truck for them, that kind of thing. Anyway, while I was serving, they sold their company, and when I left the army, I knew I wanted to start a business.
Yeah.
And there's two things I know, and it's directing artillery fire or removals. So I bought a van. And
you chose removals.
That's it, I chose that. And I started moving people, you know, putting that in the paper. It was just me in a van initially. And it's sort of grown and grown. After 15 years, I've had the company.
Yeah.
To the point that I have a management team that run the company for me. It's about 38 people in the company. I've got two sites. We're mainly a domestic mover, doing removals and storage.
Brilliant, that's great. You've done really well for yourself.
Thank you.
Well done. So really, I know this is an obvious question, but what services does a typical removal company offer?
So a domestic mover should obviously be in the process as standard to move your goods from A to B.
Yeah.
And protect that in the process. And then there's additional services that you can expect to have on offer, like disassembly, reassembly of furniture, like beds and wardrobes, packing services, whether you have everything packed up into boxes or maybe just your fragile things. Storage is certainly a thing. They're the sort of main services that you should look for that a company can offer.
Okay, that's great. So would you always recommend using a removal company, or are there some cases where it might not be necessary?
Yep. So I think if you're in a chain, if you're selling your home and buying a new home on the actual completion day, I think, yes, you've got to use a removal company because you've got really strict timelines of when you need to vacate your current property. And obviously you have a very small amount of time in that same afternoon to get in
and get set up.
So definitely use a removal company in those situations. Other than that, think about, you know, if you don't have that sort of time constraint, think about obviously your own physical ability and hiring a van.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the amount of goods that you have. You know, those factors would decide whether you actually need to get a removal company in or maybe just do it yourself.
Yeah.
I think if you're a student or someone in their 20s with loads of friends, with loads of spare time.
Yeah, it'd be like, a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Just hire a van. It's something cheaper and do it yourself.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, get a company in.
Yeah, I know from a conveyancing point of view, we always recommend clients to be out of the properties by around midday-ish. So,
yes,
it is a very small timeline, really, to get everything. And it always amazes me sometimes when I look at removals and how quickly you manage to get everything in the back of a lorry as well. So
that's right,
So are there any items that you would recommend not moving, and how should these items be handled?
Do you mean sort of items that we can't move?
Yeah, so I suppose, is there anything on your list that you wouldn't recommend? So I know that part of the conveyancing process, again, we do have a list of items that will go with the property and or stay with the property, and items that will go. But is there anything that's a bit of a no-go for you?
Yeah, so mainly for insurance purposes, we can't move anything like petrol.
Yeah.
White spirit and gas cylinders, accelerants to fire, paint is one of those things.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But especially, another reason we can't move paint is, imagine if someone's got a big tub of emulsion, they accidentally drop it in the back of the truck.
Yeah, just that would be good, would it?
Yeah, it would be good. So those things, shotgun cartridges, fireworks, those sorts of things we can't move.
Yeah, okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, that's great. So really then, you know, if you've got anything like that, that should be gone way before completion, hopefully.
That's it. And one thing to watch out there for is sometimes people don't think about the petrol inside their petrol lawnmower or skimmer.
Yes, yeah, so you've got to empty all that out beforehand. No, that's good advice, that is. So what typically is included in the removal quotes, and are there any additional services that customers should be aware of?
So different companies work in different ways.
Yeah.
But I would say as standard, you should have a clear idea of the level of service you should be expecting.
Yeah.
An insurance cover. I think they're the bare minimum that you should have.
Okay.
On top of that, you should be looking to see if they offer packing boxes to pack yourselves, or you can buy them separately. And then there's the packing services, which are really popular with us.
So it sounds like a dream, someone coming in to pack your house up for you, doesn't
it? Yeah, it takes so much. Something might take someone or a family weeks and weeks to do. We can do in 1 or 2 days.
Oh, really?
And it's a professional standard, so people just live normally right up to the point of moving.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of disruption rather than weeks and weeks of half in, half out boxes.
Yeah, because it does literally take over your life, doesn't it?
It does.
So is the price fixed or is it charged per hour? I know I've heard different things from our clients anyway in that respect. And how should someone expect to pay for their move? Is it all up front or do they pay a deposit or something first? Or?
So removals companies, such as established companies, it's always a fixed price. So you should have that agreed in advance. You'll have a written quotation and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hourly is only really kind of if you employ maybe a man on a van service, which isn't a removal service, but it will still transport goods from A to B.
Yeah.
But much less, it's like the no frills version. And in terms of when you pay, every company works a little bit differently, but we take half up front. When you book the date and you pay the other half on the actual day.
Okay.
So some companies take everything up front 2 weeks in advance, which we don't really want to do. And I'll only suggest that someone agrees to do that with the company if they're regulated, if they're part of the BAR, which is the British Association of Removers.
Oh, okay. No, that's good to know. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, I don't know if that answers that.
No, that's okay. Yeah. No, okay. It 100% does. No, it's really, it's really good advice because that's even something that I didn't know as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the actual process of booking a removal company? Because say like a lot of our clients, you know, the completion date is not 100% confirmed until they've exchanged contracts. So what would the process be in terms of actually managing a booking, and sometimes it can be a week or so in between exchange and completion, so the timelines can be quite tight sometimes.
You raise a really good point, because that's often the trickiest part of this latter process is the exchange date and completion date. I'll tell you our policy to begin with. Our thing is that we will happily take anyone's booking, but if they need to change that day for whatever reason, that's fine, but if that's within 10 days, they have to charge a fee, a small fee, to cover our loss of business.
Yeah, of
that's
course.
A crew that now we potentially can't use again.
Yeah.
Because I've been booked out. So I'd say only book in once you've exchanged contracts.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first thing to do is my little bit of advice there. If you can't wait until exchange, there's only maybe a week between the 2 days, then it's down to you if you want to take that risk.
Okay.
And potentially incur a fee if you change that date.
And do you think also it would be wise to have, like for us, completions are very popular on a Friday, obviously, because it holds on to the weekend. When I personally moved, I picked a Tuesday just because I knew it would be quieter. So would you recommend maybe trying to avoid a busy day if those timelines are going to be quite tight?
I think so. One thing that I think of is imagine everyone in the whole country wanted a Friday because it's so convenient. There's just not physically enough vehicles in existence to move everyone on one day.
Yeah.
We do moves Monday to Saturday, but when people are in a chain, like we're talking about now, obviously that would only happen Monday to Friday. Pick another day at random that suits everyone.
A bit quieter. Definitely. So are all removals covered by insurance? I think you touched on that earlier, but Yes. All possessions, really.
So, just, I mean, I guess with any industry, there's always sort of some unscrupulous, say, smaller outfits, maybe pretending to be removal companies.
Yeah.
And maybe don't have insurance behind them.
Okay.
The only real way to sort of check that is obviously to check their terms and conditions.
Yeah.
And maybe make sure they're part of a trade body. The only one that's recognised by the government is, again, mentioned that is the British Association of Removers,
okay.
BAR.
Yeah.
It's aligned with training standards and regulated by them.
Yeah.
So you know that you will get insurance.
Okay.
If you move with a bar mover, you know.
Yeah, so it's always good to look out for.
Yes.
So on the actual moving day, or the day of completion as we call it,
mm-hmm.
What is your typical time frame, and how can customers prepare for the big day itself?
Mm. Okay, well, first of all, preparing for the big day.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you are packing yourselves, make sure you're fully packed up.
Yeah.
If you run out of time, you know, or you don't want to do it, you know you don't have time to begin with, book a packing service. So I think that preparation is really key.
Yeah.
The other one I'd say is to pack an overnight bag for each person in the house.
Okay.
As if you were spending a night out in maybe a B&B or something.
Yeah.
So you know when you get to the other end, there's no rush to unpack, because you know everything you need for 24 yeah. hours is in a bag.
That's a really good idea, okay. Yeah.
So that's a really good way, I think, to prepare for that. So it just takes a bit of worry out for the latter part of the day.
Yeah.
Timelines, typically in the scenario that it's a local move,
mm-hmm.
We would arrive between sort of 8 and 8.30.
Yeah.
We would need the morning to load up, and we set a 1 o'clock deadline, so okay. We would have you out by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure, obviously, if it's a really big move with lots of belongings,
yeah,
then we would make sure there's more men on the job to cope with that level of work. So okay. The timeline still stands.
Yeah.
And then so once loaded, travel to the unload. And then as soon as we get keys.
Yeah, which is probably our point when we tell you.
That's it, yeah. Which is so important to us.
Hopefully is as early as possible.
Yeah. But as soon as we do get keys in the afternoon, then we just unload until the job's yeah. done. If we have to stay late and work late into the evening, we will, because we can't just drive away with your things.
No, so
in
once
the
job's done, it's done, really.
That's
yeah.
it, yeah. So our crews have gotten very used to having really early days some days and really late
really
days.
Late days, yeah.
So it's just the way it goes.
Okay. And finally, what kind of happens in times of adverse weather? And I ask that because there have been days where there's been snow outside, or a storm, or flash flooding somewhere, and my clients have phoned me up and said, you know, do I still have to move today?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer is always, well, unfortunately, you're legally bound to complete yeah. today. But whether practically that's mm. viable or not is another matter. So I didn't know in your experience how you feel about adverse weather and what happens from your perspective.
Yeah. Well, luckily, this is such a rare occasion.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure exactly how many moves we've done over the years, but we're around 15,000 so far.
Wow, yeah.
And I could think of two or three we couldn't move them on a day.
Oh, really?
Because yeah. of, and it was mainly snow, actually.
Yeah.
So
I think snow and flooding are probably the worst things, aren't they?
Yeah, thankfully, I don't think flooding's affected us yet.
Yeah.
I think we're quite lucky in Essex in some ways. We don't get affected too badly like, yeah. like the rest of the country. So yeah, but snow, like, and it'd have to be heavy snow,
yeah,
for us not to
be able to move. Yeah, no, yeah. That's fair enough. Oh well, thank you, Jones, for joining us today and sharing your insights on the removal process. So, sort of lastly, do you have any tips or tricks for people that are moving?
I don't know. I think I've covered a few of them, really.
You have, yeah.
But I would say my last little piece of advice really is to prepare. Just like I was mentioning earlier with sort of packing.
Yeah, being organised, I think. Yeah.
Yes, and get a good company booked with a really good reputation. And probably really as well, like, I don't like the saying where, you know, the three most stressful things in life are, is it divorce, death and
yeah,
moving?
I think moving is usually at the top somewhere, I think. So.
It drives me nuts because, you know, us as a society in the UK, we strive so hard to live in the best possible home that we can.
Yeah.
We get the best possible job, we get this money together, we go out and get a mortgage, and then we find the perfect home. And then moving into that home turns out to be a day from hell.
Yeah.
You know, I think it just going with the mindset, it's a day that should be celebrated, enjoyed, even 100%. Have fun during the day.
Yeah. And it can be avoided, you know, a lot of the stresses and
the
strains that happen on moving day can easily be avoided if you've got that extra support from like a good removal company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it, definitely. Yeah. So it's well worth spending money on a removal company and not doing it yourself.
Absolutely. All right.
Okay, thank you very much. And yeah, you've given some really good advice to the people listening. So thank you, James, for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Kenny.